This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
No, John.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
I hate ass. I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore, too.
I've choked a cougar. Black, please. Thank you. Black, don't.
Pop me up over there, bitch. Lace him up, you little bitch.
He's
Let's
a
go.
Bitch.
Well, I had to squirt. How far up your ass is your head?
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Isachi. That's right. You little kids can shove this night up your ass.
Yeah, we got someone who says, hot toddy made, earbuds on, as to listen to this stupid show. Let's go trick-or-treat, kids.
You oh, can nice. Shove that up your little pumpkin ass. Is it raining out there for the kiddies?
It was raining a lot today. When
as they all go in. Trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Knocking on doors. Asking for candy.
Sounds like socialism to me.
What do you mean?
Thanks a lot, Obama. The distribution of candy? My candy is my candy. Why do I have to give the candy to someone else? Huh? Buy their own damn candy. That's what I say.
Boy, that'd be something. You the little kid's down there in his little Darth Vader outfit. It's just like his first Halloween, and he's so excited and knocks on your door, and you're like, why should I have to give you candy? Go buy your own damn candy.
Teach you a lesson, kid.
You little S-head?
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to take half of your candy. It's called taxes. It's time to learn about it.
What is the worst thing someone can hand out? And I don't mean candy. I just mean like, because don't people sometimes give fruit?
I knew a dentist that gave out little toothbrushes. Little travel toothbrushes.
God.
Like, they weren't good ones. They were travel ones. Like, horrible.
Yeah, toothbrushes is one.
I remember occasionally getting California raisins.
Yeah, I've had someone.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember some people give out pennies. I don't know anymore, but I remember sometimes people gave out pennies.
Pennies?
Yeah, you cheap bastard.
Pennies. Oh my God. The penny shouldn't even exist.
No.
Don't get me started on the penny.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the worst. And then, you know, if you're handing out like Necco wafers or, you know, Good and Plenty's, black licorice. Yeah, what if you just handed out exclusively black licorice?
If maybe, all you had was Good and Plenty?
Maybe potatoes. You just gave out russet potatoes.
Would you like raw potatoes or Good and Plenty?
What if I handed out like coupons?
Yeah, Lando Lake butter coupons.
Here you go, kids. Save you some money.
Don't spend it all in one
Here's
spot.
A buy one, get one free for half and half at your local store.
Learn how to budget, you little bitch. Nice costume. Resourceful little bitch.
Someone said popcorn balls. I disagree. I like a popcorn ball, but you can't do that anymore because then, like, parents won't let the little rat bastards eat it because, you know, someone may have put meth in it. Yeah, you can't do homemade anything anymore because we've reached the peak. They're
fear.
They're the fear mongering.
Yeah.
I'm surprised with all
you can't
the
even
immigrant.
Use Stormy. They're razor blades and stuff.
I just can't believe with all the immigrant fear mongering that has been going on that we haven't gotten the fentanyl in the candy. I haven't seen one story yet about it. Although wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, those stories did die down this year, didn't they?
I think we've ramped it up. I think we've moved more towards they're eating the pets and raping our women. I think that's become more of the commonplace. So I think maybe
they're
we've moved,
eating the pets.
I think we've moved past the trivial they're going to poison us on Halloween. But
I love cows. You know.
Is Harry Ween happening this year?
What?
Well, you guys know Harry Ween, right?
Nope.
Harry Ween?
Not to be confused with Halloween.
I love Dong News.
No, it's Harry Styles' dress party. His fancy.
Oh.
Isn't that?
It sounds like you're talking about a Harry Ween.
No, Harry Ween, come on.
Well, maybe not. You know, like, you know, his buddy, his bandmate, you know. And
I saw Hawk 2, a girl was doing Hawk-a-ween.
Was she?
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, she is capitalizing.
Yep. And I still can't believe she's good. Blows me away.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
But she just keeps coming out with new hot stuff.
Somehow.
What'd you say? Hawk tween?
Hawk tween?
Spit on that thing.
Or Hawk-a-ween? Hawk-a-ween.
Well, hopefully you kids stay safe out there. It's not raining.
It's not?
Not here at
the moment. More of a sprinkle.
But there's scattered showers, so.
Well, hopefully you're not pulling a Jets because the Jets scored a touchdown,
but
it was called back because the receiver dropped the ball going over the goal line and he fumbled it through the end zone.
Again with this.
And then the Jets just completed a pass to their tight end who then fumbled the ball and the Texans scoop and scored.
They're Jetsing so hard.
God. This is unbelievable.
Turns out it might not have been Bob Saleh's fault after all.
Yes.
How are they so bad?
I don't know. But still, there is no bigger shame than the dropping the ball crossing the goal.
What are we doing?
Yeah, Buckley has a great idea for this. He says
it's not very humane, but
no, it's very inhumane. But he says, "What if we announced to all football players in the NFL and college that the next player who drops the ball before crossing the goal line will be murdered?"
Will be shot.
Will that
Hunger Games style?
Will that solve the problem?
Will that be the ultimate deterrent, and no one ever does it again? Or would we still get one dumbass?
I think we would too.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It does blow me away that we, because you watched it. Was the receiver Malachi
Corley? It was on like an end around.
Yeah, he scored. I think from like the 25 end around. No one around him. Beautiful end around, wide open. I mean. The guy could have crawled into the end zone, and yet he dropped it at the half yard line. Is it that hard? Like I get sometimes, like if it's like an 80-yard return, you know, maybe you've been running a while and you kind of lose track of where you're at. But from the 20, come on, my man. And then you fumble the next series, and the Texans scoop and score.
All right, up next, is Suk a cheater? Probably.
What? Hey, by the way, the Jets are up to 60 yards, so.
Nice.
What am I cheating at?
We'll find out. The club continues next on The Fan.
We lied, by the way. The fumble return for a touchdown. Apparently, they ruled he did not make a football move.
Not so
that score has been taken off the board. It is still 0-0.
So they're all scoring, but not scoring.
Yes. We have had the only two exciting plays in this game.
We've had two touchdowns.
Yes.
And there are no points.
That is correct.
Jesus.
Real slobber knocker.
I give you the Jets.
And the Texans.
Well, but that one wasn't their fault. They just said that they just ruled he didn't.
I do not understand what is and is not a football.
It sure seems like they have to do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
In order for them to call it a fumble.
Conklin, their tight end, it was a low pass. He catches the ball at his shoe tops. He brings it up to his chest, tucks it in, turns to go upfield and gets it stripped. And they said he never made a football move. He didn't have the possession. So I.
Well, it's anybody's game. Houston, New York. John Anthony. Anthony's got the side and total.
You know what we need? We need
confirmed
information from John Anthony.
Maybe his confirmed information was that both teams will not score.
Today, I did not hear confirmed information. I heard confirmed analysis.
Take the under.
Yeah.
Side of total, I got pro hoops too.
Yeah. He wants to go 5-0 with a season.
I want to.
I want to.
I don't know if I can, but I want to.
I want to.
Yeah.
I want Will Ortner giving out his bets to do John Anthony bets now. Yeah, Will's doing his bets, but he needs a John Anthony sort of passion about it.
Bald-faced liars are more likely to be adulterers. If you are a bald man in your 40s, you're more likely to cheat on your partner.
What? How is that possible? Is there a bunch of ladies?
Taking this personally already?
Is there a bunch of ladies out there trying? I'm a little upset that I don't have more
getting a little defensive
crawling
already.
Over me because yeah. I'm 40 and bald.
Buckley, did you notice how quickly he jumped to put up a shield?
No, I'm saying I'm waiting for the ladies to be crawling all over
me. Well, to be fair, you don't want them to be like, yeah, it's me.
That's true.
So you're telling me that 46 and bald is now the new sexual that's the new sexual desire? Where have I been?
No, they're saying that so realistic AI photos have come out. So AI did this and they put out photos of what a typical cheater looks like.
And it's
Sook.
It's a 40-year-old.
And it's basically
bald.
You.
What do I look up here?
Well, here I'll show you.
Show
well,
me this.
You can Google the story, but this is the guy.
All right.
Looks like, actually, it looks like Canzano.
Yeah,
Google
a little bit,
bitch.
Yeah.
Less you, more Canzano.
Yeah, he's more clean cut.
Yeah, and they say that you have to have a big schnoz. Oh. So if you're a bald man with a big schnoz in your 40s, that's the archetype.
What? Bald men with big noses are now getting laid?
Yeah. This is what AI thinks.
I'll be damned. I will say that I see this a bunch because I'm... I like going to bars. Shocker. Like, I hang out at a lot of bars.
You old drunk?
I just like bellying up, right? Sit down, having a couple beverages, good time. And you do see a lot, and I mean a lot, of the same archetype. And it is the divorced 40-year-old dad in way too, like clothing that is way too young for him and probably way too tight for him. A lot of times he is bald. There is usually some sort of crappy goatee, and he's hitting on way, way, way younger women, and he's very aggressive. I do see that quite a bit out at bars, and somehow he thinks that, like, he's going to relive those prime years, and it's kind of sad.
Well, he knows so much more now than he did then, so he's primed for this. Yes.
Well, you shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Shooter's going to shoot.
He's out there getting it done. And you can see it, and the goatee is usually dyed. And it's just, yeah. And he's usually driving like a decent car. You know, he's got a little change in his pocket, and he thinks that the 22-year-old girl is going to be really impressed.
So apparently, they have basically shed light on physical traits associated with people who are prone to cheating.
Okay.
And basically, what they did was, this is from Great Britain. They surveyed 2,000 people. And had them describe the cheater, like they'd been cheated on or had cheated, and they had them describe their traits.
Okay.
And the attributes, or lack thereof.
Sure.
And so then they fed all those results into an AI-powered image generator.
I'm kicked out.
And
this.
They created the photo fit depiction of the average cheater. The male looks like a bald, just like a 40-something bald guy.
Sure. He doesn't look bad. He doesn't look good.
No.
He's a normal-looking guy.
And then the female looks like kind of a hot but aging brunette.
See, here's the thing, and this is probably saying something about me. If you asked me, you put those two up and you said, which one's cheating, I would pick her.
Would you?
Well, because the guy to me doesn't... Like, I hate to say it, but that guy doesn't look like he gets a lot of ass.
Come on, man.
But
I hate ass.
But that girl right there.
Yeah, she looks.
See, here's the other
thing.
She
looks scandalous.
Here's the other thing I see at a lot of bars as I'm sitting down. I love observing. Well, you don't go out that much anymore, but come on. Tell me when you were bellied up, you didn't love people watching.
I think we are all people watchers.
It's one of the best parts about sitting at a bar.
Sure.
It's one of the best things about traveling, too.
And that gal right there. That girl is at the end of the bar, and she's hunting. And she's waiting.
Tell you what.
She's waiting for the guys to come and approach her, and you would.
She might get you to cheat.
She's
pretty hot.
She's way hotter
than him. Yeah, that's true.
And this is probably my dumb brain working, and that's not the way it works. I equate attractiveness with with like better options. So if you're more attracted, I would assume it's easier for you to cheat, but it's probably not hard for anyone to go out to a bar and find, you know, find people that are willing to, you know, to get down.
So the resulting AI artist depiction showed a male in their 40s with blue-gray eyes, sparse or no hair, and frown lines. Throw in small lips and a larger schnoz, and you get the poster child for someone who sleeps around on their wife. The female counterpart, per the illustration, was in her early 50s, dark hair, although it's dyed dark, small nose, and a medium-sized pout.
Yeah,
what is pout? What does that mean?
Your lips.
Oh.
She doesn't have the big old inflated lips. I'll tell you what, I kind of like this gal right here.
They were both slim builds and boasted staring eyes. Yeah. Ooh, that's what it is. It's the staring eyes.
Staring eyes. Yep.
Our research showed that just under 41% of people are familiar with this painful betrayal. So it may be a lot identifying with the characteristics in these images. 41% of people have been cheated on or cheated?
40%?
41.
Okay.
That's less than I would have thought.
Well, and that's, I'm guessing if you were being truthful or you knew about it, that number's probably higher.
The study found that men are significantly more likely to fool around than women. 35% of men admit to cheating. Just 24% of women.
Yeah, this one, I watched that thing on, what was it, the Ashley Madison. Did you see that documentary?
I started it and cut it off.
It wasn't the most interesting thing, but they said that it took off. There's a lot of women out there, at least during that time, that were, you know, that was like, hey, it's our time. It's our time to shine.
This is our Super Bowl.
That is. You know, originally it was just a bunch of dudes on there, and then all of a sudden the women started exploding on there.
Women,
but it's funny, the woman being older than the AI saying that the cheating woman is older than the man.
Women are more likely to stay with their adulterous soulmates after catching them straying. More than 22% stay with their disloyal partner for at least another 2 years, while just 1 in 10 of scorned fellas did the same. There's also an appalling 2% of people marrying their cheater.
Run that by me.
Or marrying the person that cheated on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they married him. 2%.
So people know, don't care, get married anyways. 2%.
That's right. Those aged 45 to 54 are among the most likely to have cheated at least once. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're just sick of their crap.
Exactly. You're like, whatever.
It's been too long. I'm just kidding. I only live once. You're starting to come to grips with your mortality. It's like, screw it.
I'm bald with a big schnoz.
This is my last
My last
pitch.
Opportunity. It's the last train out of town.
More than 1 in 3, 35%, admitted to doing their partner dirty, while 54% of 45 to 54-year-olds divulged that they'd either been the victim or perpetrator of infidelity.
But every couple that you know is like, I would never.
Never do that.
Never. Never.
I would never cheat on my wife.
Ever.
I can say that. I can say that.
Of course. Everyone says that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Of course. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Never have, never will.
Never.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like, why? What's the point? Yeah. It's easier that way.
It is easier that way. Having an affair seems very difficult.
Totally.
Seems like there's a lot of...
I don't want to deal with...
A lot of espionage.
Look, I want to have an affair. Yes. I just don't... Yeah. I don't want... It's just... I'm lazy.
My kids once said the best thing ever back when my wife was alive. Some story like that came up or whatever, and she kind of gave the, you better not. And my kids go... Dude, dad is way too lazy to have an affair. You know how much crap you'd have to, like, you got to come up with lies and stories and sneak around and hide things? I'm like, it's just, I'm going to go home and sit on the couch.
And you got to have a willing other partner?
Yeah. It's tough.
You're lucky to have one.
Exactly. Apparently not, though. If you're all I need to do is get a bigger nose and lose some weight, and apparently I'm great.
Coincidentally, the study found that cheating generally peaks around fall, so lovebirds should remain vigilant right now.
Peaks around fall?
Yeah.
Well, maybe everyone's coming off the hot
season.
You're coming off the hot summer body, right? So you're in good shape. But
you're inside more?
Yeah, but you're inside more, and it's, you know, dim lighting.
Well, you're also getting to the stretch at the end of next month where you start all the holidays. And so people often like to couple up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's, and then...
Yeah. That everyone just gets sick of everyone else's S around the holidays, so you're looking for some sort of release. A bunch of drunken company parties.
Do you know what the most telltale signs that someone is cheating on their spouse?
What do we got?
Are
you get caught with your pants down?
Well, no. I mean, like if you suspect.
If you suspect, what do we got?
Well, maybe I'll tell you next.
All right. I'm interested in this. I got to keep an eye on.
I've got 8 of them.
BTJ. I don't know what she's up to.
That's right. You can't trust her.
No.
Big time Japanese, never been trustworthy.
No. You can only really serve one ass. Jets have 56 yards, by the way.
Oh, they're going backwards?
They're going backwards.
Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this thing on?
It's on. Hello.
Hello? Are we?
Hey, we got a real touchdown.
Trick or treat.
Real touchdown. 7-0 Texans. Joe Mixon, if you have him in your fantasy whatever.
League?
Yeah, fantasy team, league.
We're just in your fantasy.
Your super straight, manly fantasy football team.
Are you calling? Wait. What are you saying?
That's what my buddy calls his fantasy football team. His super straight.
I'm gay.
His super straight manly fantasy football team. That's his official team name, and I think it's fantastic. I ate ass. Plays with some guys that take it very, very seriously, and so that's why he calls his team the super straight. I think it's the super straight, very manly fantasy football team. So whenever we talk, whenever that gets mentioned, we have to call it by its full name.
So here's a woman who has caught thousands of unfaithful men.
This is her job?
Yeah.
It's like a PI or something?
I don't know.
I would assume.
She's a professional honey trapper.
I was like, she's not just going around like...
Well, she baits them.
Blackmailing. Oh!
Well, if she's a honey trapper, then is she trying to extort people?
Well, I'll tell you what. How devastating would it be? And you could probably make us... I mean, it's illegal, but if you were a hot... You could go to a bar and you could just screw over so many guys.
Yes, yeah, extortion.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah. Have someone film it and just be like, yeah, by the way, here is me propositioning you. Here's you saying yes. And here's you booking a hotel room. And here's you giving me 10 grand.
Madeline Smith is her name. And she says cheaters never prosper. And she also says there is nothing wrong with taking concrete steps to protect your heart from your cheating ass man.
Yeah, it says right here, women pay me to honey trap their boyfriends. Yeah, this is what she does for a living.
So she has 8 signs that your husband may be cheating on you or that your spouse may be cheating on you. It doesn't have to be the husband.
By the way, she's hot.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
One is...
I bet there aren't a lot of ugly honey trappers.
Probably not.
I mean, there's some probably. But...
One is he hides his phone. So if you're out to dinner or maybe you're just watching TV on the sofa, does he leave his phone face up or face down? Does he give you access to see what's on the screen?
That makes sense.
And if not, watch out.
Yeah, if you, I would say that if you were, if you're with someone and you don't have the passcode on their phone, that's,
yeah,
that's probably,
they should be able to,
or if they're constantly keeping it out of sight, that seems,
yeah, that's what she's saying here.
I personally just do the two cell phone thing and I don't worry about it, but you know, I learned from Tiger.
Got a burner?
Yeah, I got a burner, you know, got a burner from a hose.
This number. The second one is a little controversial. She's saying that if you are not in their picks, mm-hmm. they should be proud to show you off. And if he or she is not, it signals a lack of commitment.
No.
I disagree with that,
no.
too.
What do you mean? Like,
like if you don't have recent pics of BTJ in your camera roll, that like you might be cheating because a non-cheater would have recent pics to show their friends.
Yeah,
or
like your screens, you know, like your people put photos on the front of their phone. If that's not like of you, of your wife,
does it say something that I have Steve McQueen on the front of my phone?
Well, yes,
but
that's not good.
It means you're cheating.
I wonder if she's bothered by the fact that my lock screen is indeed Steve McQueen flipping someone off.
You should ask her.
Yeah.
Although, I'm trying to think of my wife's. I'm on my wife's.
Are you?
Yeah, but she's not on mine.
What's on yours?
I just have this weird picture of, here, I'll show you. This is stupid. Do I know how to work a phone? That
apparently
would be
the, not.
It just looks like that.
Oh, phones and knock-knock.
It's not even a
specialty.
Then
today.
Why don't you have the lovely Nurse Nice on there?
That's
you
a good question.
Cheating son of a bitch. Do you have your wife in there as like a cute little name?
I have a heart next to her name.
Okay. Because, like, if someone called, I could see that. Like, if your phone buzzes, maybe you wouldn't want to have, you know, like a lovey-dovey name. It just says Danielle?
It just says Danielle, but it's got a heart next to it.
Okay.
Because I love her.
What color is the heart? Is it red or is it something else?
Oh, it's got to be red.
Okay. Well, could have been pink or...
Well, no. Love... Yeah, no.
Look, I know. I'm just saying your phone has, like, 12 different colored hearts.
That's good, though, because you're not hiding the love.
Yeah, I put it right there on my
Buckley?
My phone. What do you call your? Is yours BTJ in your phone, or what is it? What's that say? Oh. Sugar teas?
I got some idea. Yeah, there you go. God. Mine does not say sugar teas.
So classy.
Teas.
The best part is when she rings in the car, the car says, call from.
Do they say it?
Yeah, they say it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the call says calls from, and she, it pisses her off, but I just think it's the best. It's the best thing ever. It's why I call her. It's why I call her when we're at home. So I think Buckley's not saying anything. I think Buckley's just got a generic.
I absolutely do. It says Kim Buckley.
Oh my gosh.
You're not in love.
You aren't.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what? No photos. It's pretty much just my kid and screenshots of funny things from the internet.
So right now we've learned the one most likely to cheat.
Ryan Buckley.
Yeah, it's got to be me. Although my wife has already told me there's no way you would cheat. You wouldn't be able to deal with the guilt and you're a terrible liar. So
now this one I agree with, especially for guys our age. Mm-hmm. She says, and these are the eight signs that your spouse may be cheating on you. Yeah. They use Snapchat. Totally agree with that.
Because it disappears?
Yes.
Yeah. The messaging disappears.
You and I should not be on Snapchat.
No.
Now, I tried it once because my kids were into it.
Sure.
You know, and I'm like, okay, I get it. But I ended up deleting. I don't use it. But yeah, dude, if you're a grown-ass man.
On Snapchat? Yeah, it's a little.
I don't know. It's a little weird.
It's for the young.
That's sus.
Suspect.
The next one is won't show their location. Now, I don't do this.
I don't either.
I don't like to show my location.
I am with you. I don't like being tracked.
Because they're. Are times, you know, when maybe I'm lying a little bit.
And
it's not that I'm cheating. It's just
this is a big one for me, and we've had this discussion.
She wants to track you.
Well, no, we've just had the.
Where are you?
We've had the discussion that I can. It is a physical, like it would bother me so much knowing that someone was, quote, keeping tabs on.
Yeah, they're, like, checking where you are.
I have a dear friend of mine who has a wonderful marriage, but they do the the GPS thing on everybody.
It's on the Find My the Find My app.
And they know.
So if you all have Apple phones,
yes.
You can easily track each other. You just have to turn it on or off.
And they it works. And I have just said a million times over, just the idea that someone was tracking me.
Yeah, it's weird.
I can't handle it.
Like, hey, I wonder what he's up to right now, where he is at this very moment. Hey, what's he doing over there? I didn't think he was going there today.
Now, my wife leaves hers on. I don't even think she knows. She doesn't care. And there have been times where I'm like, God, where is she? This is really unlike her. And I will check it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Guys, that's
you're
going to
catch her cheating.
She was cheating on me.
I would never check someone's. And
she was at Schultz's house.
He's got a spooktacular party going on this weekend.
Hey, we weren't invited this year.
I was invited.
I wasn't.
Controversy.
Was it email?
Yeah.
I didn't get on. I didn't get the email.
I think we know who he likes.
Damn, man. Yeah. The guy who makes fun of him all the time?
I'm
the guy that defends him.
I'm thinking about going.
No, you're not.
Well, maybe it's only because Suk has shown interest and you have not.
Yeah.
Remember, he had all the intrigue about Schultz's
I told him I wasn't going.
BTJ is leaving town this weekend, so she will not be there. I'll be on my own.
That's cheap.
And I'm thinking maybe to head over to the Schultz's Spooktacular. You'll see what's up. Yeah, I can't. I just think it's creepy. I think it's absolutely creepy that you are tracking your loved one. Because this is my working theory on it. If the only reason you're not doing something shady is because I'm tracking you, I don't want you.
100%.
That's just, no.
That's exactly
right.
It's like, my gal gets mad at me sometimes because she perceives that I don't care. Because when she's out with her friends, boyfriends and husbands are always calling.
She wants to be checked in on.
And I'm like, no. When you go out with your friends, whatever you do,
I am the same way.
Go do what you want.
Why do I need to check in with you? I know where you're going to be later.
And here's my thing. Again,
we'll talk then.
If the thing that stops you from doing something that you know I won't like or cheating or whatever is just me checking up on you, that's a crappy relationship.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So I got no time for that, S.
So she says,
don't do it back.
She says, cheaters will come up with some excuse as to why they don't want to share their location, but then insist that their girlfriend share theirs.
Oh, yeah. See, at least that's not us. I'm a goose and gander sort of thing. Hey, I don't expect
anything.
Yeah,
she doesn't
need
to share hers.
No.
Yeah, and she says, this leads me to my next red flag, which is unequal expectations.
That I agree with.
Cheaters are jealous.
Dudes have that all the time.
Yeah, she's saying, cheaters are jealous people with fragile egos.
Yes.
That's almost always why they cheat. The validation of one woman's love is never enough for them.
Yes.
So she urges women against falling into a one-sided trap of irrational rules.
That
makes a ton of sense.
100% agree with. When I hear of someone whose partner, especially the man, is just up their keister, I'm like, dude, one, that guy's a piece of crap, and two, I guarantee you that guy's cheating. Because if you're cheating, you assume that she is too. And you and the guy can't handle the fact that she may be stepping out.
Well, yeah, I mean, just the idea of saying, hey, you can't have male friends or you need to cut off.
Or the idea of it making you uncomfortable that she talked to some dude in passing at the store or at the gym or whatever.
Yeah, or just saw somebody that she went to high school with and it's a dude and they're going to go have a drink. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? What, you're that insecure?
Yeah, 100%.
And the answer is yes, they are.
Yes, cut them off, or I'm leaving you.
So this guy's next? It's for my safety and my family group. Who cares where you're at unless you're hiding something? I get that.
I get that, too. Makes sense.
I refuse to be tracked, nor do I want to track anyone else. I think that is weird, obsessive, and creepy, but it's just me. Like I said, I get for some other people, but I also think the guys that say that, I think they don't have a choice because it's someone else's idea to be tracked. And so you're like, well, of course, I love being tracked. Because so many people...
Yeah, I'm good with it. We're both good with it.
So many people love being checked up on all the time. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, and that you don't really even know when they're checking up on you. That's
exactly
the thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird.
Okay, so where are we at here? These are the 8 red flags that your guy may be cheating on you. This is from professional honey trapper Madeline Smith.
Who, again, she is fantastic. I've done a deep dive into Madeline Smith, and while she is a terrible human being, I can see where she honey traps a lot of dudes. Especially, this is somewhat entrapment. Imagine if some dude's like a 4, and his wife or girlfriend sends 12 over here. Like, that poor bastard doesn't stand a chance. Dude, that is...
Yeah, you should be proud of him for trying to get in her pants.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and she approaches, like, I'm reading on the how she approaches men. Dude, That is entrapment of the highest order.
She just flashes a couple dimples and says, come on over.
Yeah, she says one of her lines is, you look like someone that I should have a drink with. Can you imagine some lonely, just weird husband, and that absolute smoke show goes up to her and is like, you look the sort of guy that would be fun and I should have a drink with. He's like, okay.
Dudes are so dumb they can't help themselves.
Yeah, totally.
And by the way, if you are that guy and that girl walks up to you, you're being trapped. Run away.
Well, it's that life rule. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, that right there doesn't walk up to me and is like, hey, big boy. All right, yeah. Holly Rowe, maybe. Madeline Smith, no.
Last three. He's accused you of cheating.
That
kind of gaslighting thing.
Yeah, that's the gaslighting.
Someone
that's
else doing something you do.
He's cheating, therefore he assumes you are, and so he's going to put it on you.
That's an easy one.
Totally get that.
The last two, intuition is key. Women are more emotionally intelligent than men, but we're also masters of convincing ourselves that strange behavior must have an innocent explanation when every bone in our body is screaming otherwise. So she's saying rather than rationalizing a man's weirdness, just trust your gut.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then
that's always one of those. If two and two doesn't add up to four, you know, I'm amazed at how many times people do the mental gymnastics to try to convince themselves of something.
And last, she says, emotional distancing. Does your partner seem disengaged during conversations? Have his compliments stopped? Did he used to touch you a lot and no longer does? If any of those prompt a yes, the human two-timing detector wants women to beware.
I can see.
That's one of the bigger red flags.
I would assume.
That, and I think one that she didn't put on here, and I'm surprised she didn't, because she's experienced in this line of work here, is when all of a sudden they get in great shape and look great and start
dressing
great.
Yeah, you see that on all the serial killer stuff.
It's my favorite, my favorite thing that I've ever seen in one of those documentaries is there was the one where the guy killed his family and put him in the water tower.
Yep.
And the cop shows up, and the dude in all the photos, both him and the wife were a little pudgy.
Yeah, they're just doing, yeah.
And the cop shows up to do the investigation, and he goes, yeah, I noticed that you're in a lot better shape than in all these photos. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm really taking an interest. And he goes, so who's the mistress? And the guy's like, what? And he goes, yeah, dude, you didn't get in shape for your wife. Who's the mistress? And the guy's like, that is so true. And by the way, that goes both ways. If one of you isn't at, like, it's one thing.
Starts quickly committing to it.
Yes,
and like,
and isn't trying to bring you along.
Right.
Isn't like, hey, let's do this diet together. Let's work out together.
Hey, I think we could both be healthier. Like, I'm just going to go out there and get ripped. But also, I'm not going to touch you.
I'm in the best shape I've been in 20 years.
And I have no libido.
And I'll be total, back tomorrow.
I'm on total T now, but yeah, I don't want to have sex with you any more than I have in the past. In fact, I'm going to have less sex, but don't worry, honey. I'm not doing anything. Yeah, might want to put that one in there.
Well, now we know signs to look for if your spouse may be cheating on you. Yeah. It doesn't just apply to men.
No. It goes the other way, too, right? If she all of a sudden starts dressing way better, if she starts losing weight, if things start getting shaved and plucked and uplifted and she doesn't really... and it's not for you, it's for somebody.
He's out there.
Exactly.
Wasn't right. Just a girl's day at the spa?
No.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Yeah, someone said, my last wife, Tip, started wearing thongs instead of the normal panties.
Boom. That is a good one.
That is a good one. We're talking about signs that your spouse could be cheating.
She was wearing plain cotton for a couple decades, and then she gets some different weird colors and G-strings, and something's going on.
Yep. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of things that would be like... my big one would just be the abnormally taking care of yourself and not for the other person.
Like, well, I think the big one to me is would be... Because, I mean, well, maybe it's just because I've been with my wife so long.
Yeah.
We have a routine. I know,
yeah.
Like what she does when she's shopping. I know, like,
sure.
So it would be abnormal
breaks in the pattern.
Yeah,
breaks like, from the normal
like,
routines.
Where were you? And then no like explanation of like where? How are you? My wife and I are on top of each other.
Yeah.
Like literally. I mean, we live in a small house together. She works from home, so we're around each other all the time. Yeah. I don't know when, other than 3 to 7 p.m. Yeah.
That,
at that house, I don't know when.
Russ,
oh, wait a minute. And those new thongs?
Yeah, it is weird.
I gotta go.
And she did lose some weight, right?
Yeah, she looks good. I don't know. Maybe she's cheating on me. But I don't know where she would do it.
At your house from 3 to 7.
I got a ring cam.
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Back door.
I have a camera back there, too. I do.
Yeah, big gaps that aren't explained would be the other one.
Or, probably like, not. If she traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't travel unless we're together. So I think that would be a big one. Like, if I were, I could see myself wondering, if I had a wife that traveled a lot for work, mm-hmm. I could see myself wondering if, you know, S was going down.
Sure, yeah. That's the same thing if you have a husband that's a salesman or whatever.
You gotta have that thought.
You gotta have it. Yeah, if your husband's gone, if you're one of those people that's on the road 3 out of the 4 weeks of the month, you gotta start wondering.
Because that's one where it's like, it's not even that they're so such horrible people. Yeah. It's that they're so freaking lonely.
Yep. And opportunity.
And opportunity. Yeah, and they're by themselves, and they have a hotel room.
And they're in a place they're never going to go back to. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I say this all the time. Like, and I'm not meaning to say that, like, all men are terrible, but...
Well, they kind of are.
Look.
Except for me. And Buckley.
I say this about...
But
faith.
Also, I
say this
I'm
about
awesome.
Fidelity. I say this about chastity. There's those people that choose chastity or fidelity, and there's those that have it thrust upon them. There is a difference in... The guy who's working in a 9-to-5 IT job, kind of dead end, that wears bad, dresses like a Harbaugh brother, and doesn't take care of himself. The amount of opportunities that guy has to cheat are very, very low.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Where if you're a salesman and you are and you look like Daniel Craig and you're on the road a lot and you make good money and you dress well. And I'm not saying that gives anyone an excuse to be a cheating bastard, but can we admit that it's a hell of a lot harder for Daniel Craig, sales guy, as opposed to John Lovitz, IT guy, to sit there and say, I've never cheated on my wife or I would never cheat on my wife. Let's take that guy that makes that claim and put him in the same situations as the other. And
they have different opportunities.
It's the same thing with females. I tell BTJ all the time, if you're working side by side with Jason Momoa and you guys traveled a lot together on the road, because she does go on the road for work, I might be a bit concerned. And she'd be like, yeah, well, that's valid. It's a valid point.
Yeah.
You know.
Not all opportunities created equal.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's all go out there and cheat. About that.
What was that was the Ashley Madison's logo, right? Life is short. Have an affair. And don't.
I don't like that. Yeah, don't do it. It's not worth it.
By the way, divorce is very expensive. Just... telling you.
How do you know that?
Well, I've never been divorced.
So how do you know that?
I know a lot of people that have.
Why aren't you married?
What?
Why aren't you married?
It's a good question.
Because she's cheating on
me. Look, let's go back to the original why this all came up. AI created the perfect profile picture of a cheater, and it's Jason Sakanek.
Big the difference.
Everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 of Thinking It.
Have a small nose. Do the walk of life. Yeah, do the walk of life.
Devotion.
of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app